Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my love. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Rejoice in the Lord Monday. I rejoice in my Father because He's so worthy. He's just so amazing. I just rejoice in His tender care and His correction and His teaching and His molding and His process. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank my Father God for everything that He's doing. Hallelujah. I thank Him for giving me the strength to know who He is and believe His word and walk on faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank Him for giving me the strength to continue to learn. Hallelujah. To be able to say, God, I don't know what's going on, but I know You got control over it. To even know say them words that, God, I don't know what's going on, but I know You got control. Because we have to realize some people don't even know that God have control. Some people not even alive just to speak and say, Lord, continue to let me live in Your will. Hallelujah. Some people never got to know Him. So I'm just thankful that He's bless me to know who He is. Heavenly Father, I just come to You saying thank You, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You, Father God. I ask You to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed Your blood over us. Father God, heal and strengthen us in the areas, Father God. Do miracles in our lives, Father God, where we need them, Father God. Let Your hand reign in our life, Father God. Let us see You in different areas, Father God. Let Your Lord glory reign in our lives, Father God. We love You. We desire to have Your will manifest in our life, Father God, but we need You to teach us, Father God. We don't want to get nothing before time, Father God, but we want to get everything in this season. We want to bear fruit in this season, Lord God. We want everything that we do prosper. We want it to be for the glory of You, Father God. Give us the strength through the process, Father God, because sometimes we feel weak, but we know that You say Your strength is made whole in our weakness, Father God. Just give us the understanding, continue to believe that on them days when we like, Father, I can't take it. I just don't want to be bothered with anything, Father God, because we all get to that place, Father God. But we know we in Your strength, and it's not about us, it's about You, Father God, that You set us forth to bring souls, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank You for the people that You set it forth in front of us to deliver our soul, Father God. We thank You for Jesus, for what He did. We thank You for every willing vessel that You have used, Father God, here on earth, Father God, that You spoke through their voice, Father God. Hallelujah. That You saved their soul and blessed them to be a walking testimony, Father God, to walk out Your word, Father God, and believe what they were saying, Father God, and to actually bring manifestation of Your glory, Father God, for us to see, Father God. Give us the strength to walk out in the image of You, of who You called us to be, Father God. Let us do the things that You called us to do, Father God, and only do the works that You set forth before us, Father God, and do nothing else. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. See, the thing I'm learning is I only want to do what God called me to do. I only want to do that work. I don't want to do stuff just to have a name and just to be known by something. I want my Father to be known. I want when people to see me, they say, that was a strong woman of God. She really believed what God was saying. I seen her Father all inside of her. I seen His glory light just shine in her life. Hallelujah. I know it was nobody but God that got her out of it. But I know by me saying that, that means there's going to be a lot of things that God's glory got to show forth. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. But God don't just show His glory big. He show it small. He show it medium. He show it in all different directions where it can touch the people that's watching. Hallelujah. Whether you know it or not, you watching yourself, but it's also people watching you. One thing my Father is teaching me is that we was always worried about what people say, but we need to be concerned about what we say too. Because whether we know them or not, just like when whatever we speak, we the first one to hear. The change that come about, we the first one to see it. Because we know the difference. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. We can tell the difference in ourselves. Hallelujah. And that's why it comes to a point where we try to prove ourselves to people. We try to prove to people that I have changed. I'm not the same person because you've seen the manifestation, because you know how you used to think. You know how you used to talk. You know how you used to react to stuff. And then you see God actually changing you. Hallelujah. But see, God is in the business of letting other people see to change. Hallelujah. He changed you to bring change to other people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he know you received him, and he wants you to strive to get to eternal life. Hallelujah, because you confess and believe, and he know you want to hear well done. So he's doing all the things that you need to be done so you can hear well done, my good and faithful servant. See, I want to do all the works and believe all the things and trust God and walk in obedience for all the things that's going to get me to well done, my good and faithful servant. See, I want to hear him say, tell me well done while I'm here on earth. And then when I get in front of him, say, well done, my good and faithful servant, because he said to Jesus, this is my beloved. I am well pleased with him. So he let Jesus know why he was here on earth. So I want my Father to let me know that I'm well pleased with you, my child. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm striving to get to well done. Hallelujah. Today's title is called Blind Thoughts. Hallelujah. Because God has been really having thoughts on my mind. And we know that thoughts mean an idea or opinion produced by thinking or occurring suddenly in the mind. And sometimes we get to the point where anything that comes to our mind, when it comes suddenly, we can be like, okay, well, that was God. He was telling that. Sometimes it is God. But one thing we need to understand, if it ain't in obedience with what God called you to do, because God will give you something to do, and then the thought to come, if it's not in obedience to Christ Jesus, our warfare is not carnal, but strong, and we pulling down the strongholds, and we casting down anything that exalts itself over the knowledge of God, and we bringing into captivity every thought that exalts to the obedience of Christ. So we want every thought to be in obedience of Christ, and when the thoughts that we are thinking, it got to be in alignment with what God had already said. And see, what God is teaching me to know that it is in alignment, I'm not overthinking it. Hallelujah, because one thing that my Father have shown me, I'm an overthinker. Anybody that know me, like know me. It's people that watch me on Facebook, they follow me on God's Truth Events, but they don't really know me. They can say something. I'm talking about people that know that I'm the type that you tell me something, I'm going to listen to what you say, but then I'm going to go on and ponder on that thing, and then every boyfriend I remember said I could have been a private investigator, because you can't just tell me one thing. I'm going to listen to what you say, but then I'm going to think about it, and I'm like, hold on, that don't even make sense. Let me ask you this question, and that's one thing that God had to work with me. That's why he gave me my favorite scriptures, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with your whole heart, and lean not on your own understanding, because my Father knew that I always leaned on my own understanding. I always, if I put it in my mind that this was true. Oh, it was true. It was hard to break that thought for me. Hallelujah. Because it came to me suddenly. I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense. So one thing God is teaching me, and he's trying to teach a lot of us, is that we need to understand the thoughts of a thought that's coming from God and a thought that used to be in the same frame of how we used to think. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we can understand, because there's been plenty of things that God have called me to do, and it just go easy because I didn't put too much thought into it. I just let God do what he do, and I just was obedient and went. And when I catch myself overthinking, I'm like, you know what? I'm putting too much of my own understanding in this. I just stepped out in faith and walked in obedience and trusted God. So I just got to continue to let him unfold it. Hallelujah. And what made me think about this, I've been studying this all weekend, blind faith. And I was reading about the man that was born blind. Hallelujah. The title is called Blind Thought. And I just wanted to, it's not too much a thought, but I just want to release to you what the Spirit released to me to release to his children. Hallelujah. So we can just go deep. Hallelujah. Just think about our thoughts and let God pour in you and come into alignment to understand his voice more. Hallelujah. Because I believe God let us still have thoughts of our own, so we can be like, no, this is not from God. This is something that we would do, you know, because think about it. When you was in the world, you knew how to survive. So your thoughts can get you to survive. But see, God want to get you to live. He don't want us to survive. He want us to live. God thoughts bring life where we live. Our thoughts bring survival. God want us to live, not survive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So John 9 in verse number 1 is saying, Jesus passed by and saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. And night comes when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, see, I just said that we are called to be life, life. This is what God brings. His thoughts bring life. Our thoughts bring life. We got to survive. Hallelujah. We trying to get away from survival to life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it say, neither have sinned. See, his disciples asked him a question because they had their own thoughts. They was leaning on their own understanding. And you have to realize that sometimes laws and the way you are used to doing things and the way you are used to hearing things, it can have a thought, it have a thought registry in your mind, because it was known if someone was born blind or they had an ailment that someone had seen and it caused them. So they just had that thought that if someone was sick or was something wrong with them, they sinned. They had some type of sin. And that's just like us naturally. Now, if you see something wrong with somebody, you just going to come to your thought of what the world said, what you used to seeing or what you used to seeing, that it was say if a woman get raped, and this is the thought. The first thing, no, I'm gonna say abusive relationship. When I was in an abusive relationship when I was 19, and it was this guy that he used to give me everything I wanted. Anything I looked at, he used to give it to me. But he used to beat me. He raped me before too when we was together, because my little sister had she had heard he was jumping on me, and anybody know me know I was a fighter, and she punched him. And I said, oh, Lord, why did she hit him? Because I knew what was going to happen. So we fighting him, and that night he beat me up, you know. He made me go to the house, and he had his friend take us home, and he had grabbed my keys, and I'm like, I don't want you to go home with me. He like, if you don't let me go home with you, I'm going to throw your keys in the sewer. I'm like, okay. So that night we got there, he made me have sex with him, but I didn't want it. You know, he used to beat me up and jump on me. And my father, he was an abusive man, and he used to jump on my mother. So to me, love was abuse. If someone abused me, they loved me. That's why I stayed with the man so much, because he was like, he reminded me of my father. My father gave us anything materialistic. It was always about money and flashy and this or that. Like, I can buy your love by giving you this. I can shut you up by giving you that. So that man doing that to me, it was another thing of love. So by him giving me what I wanted, I'm like, okay, this man loves me, and by him beating me, I'm like, oh, he really loved me, because he's beating me, like he's showing affection. This is the type of love that I'm used to receiving, you know, and that's why I was so violent. Like, if I love somebody, I will protect them. I didn't harm them, but I will protect them. Some I have harmed, hallelujah, and I thank God for delivering me, and it was just a thing where he did that, and it was a natural a thought process where I thought that was okay to receive that type of love. I thought that was the type of love because that's what I grew up and that's what I know, but that wasn't true love. God had to come and show me what true love was. And see, this was like his disciples. They knew people to sin, and if anything was wrong on the outside, that it was true love. And one day my father had found out he hit me, and my father said to me, what did you do wrong? See, this was the type of man that was abusive. See, abusers think that if someone do you wrong, you have a right to bring harm to them. Because he said to me, what did you do to make him hit you? What do you mean, what did I do to make him hit me? He was never supposed to hit me. So that made me think that everything was okay, because the man that I looked up to was asking me, why, what did I do wrong to make my abuser hurt me, to bring harm to me? So the man that I'm looking up as love and protection, if he's saying it's okay, I did something wrong. So now I'm saying, now I'm going to shut up and just deal with it, because now I know. But see, this is the thing about thoughts. See, when you think something, it is survival. Now I was in survival mode. How am I going to survive this thing? How am I going to overcome this thing? I'm just going to shut up. I'm going to let him give me whatever he want to get me, but I'm going to take the abuse and I'm going to shut up until I finally got out of it and told my grandmother, and she put him in jail. But that's another thing. But that was just the thought process, because this is what I was used to, and this is what the disciples were used to. So they asked him, who sinned? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus said, no one sinned. This is just for the manifestation, for the works of God to be made manifest in him. See, during the process of me going through this and going through the abuse and all the different things that I have been through, because I have been through a lot of different abuse in my life, God just showed me to manifest in his glory what true love is. God is showing me the essence of true love, of what I can receive and what I can't receive. See, certain abuse, when you take abuse, that becomes because you're trying to survive. When you take Christ, when you take the thoughts of Christ, you are living. See, his thoughts is living. Our thoughts is survival. See, we will have some thoughts that will come to us, that will come up to our mind suddenly, like, I'm going to do this so I can survive, so I can continue to live. But the thoughts of Christ, this is a thing that's coming up to you suddenly to allow you to live, allow you to be who he called you to be. You don't have to belittle yourself. You don't have to be nothing less than what you are, but you can be what God called you to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you don't go into that survival mode, but you go into the live mode. Hallelujah. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Hallelujah. So it say, as he had spoken, he spat on the ground. Hallelujah. You know, the ground, that's what God created when it was messed up. He created that. When he finally had the midst of the ground in Genesis 2, when he created Adam, he took the dust of the ground and formed the man. And he breathed into the nostrils, and that's how he became a living soul. And Jesus spat on the ground to get it wet, and he made it into clay, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man. Hallelujah. So he anointed the eyes of the blind man. Hallelujah. He put breath into it. He gave life to it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because anything that was coming out the mouth of God is life. It is life. It's manifestation of something. It's something coming to life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when God speaks to you, when God breathes on you, he is anointing you with life. Hallelujah. So many things that he wants you to come to life in. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that my Father showed me that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And when it, which is by interpretation, sent. And he went therefore and washed and came seeing. And the neighbors, therefore, they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this that the sent and begged? Hallelujah. Some said, this is he. Others said, this is like him. But he said, I am he. They said, isn't this the one that begged? Isn't this the one that's set in bed? See, a lot of people, when they see, they think the thoughts towards you is what they used to seeing you as. They used to seeing you as a survivor. Him sitting there begging was his survival mode. That's how he survived. That's how he stayed alive. That's how he did the things he did. See, when you have thoughts towards yourself in survival mode, and that's how you live, people that watch you, they see that you're in survival mode, so they have certain thoughts towards you. They don't see life in you. They don't see life. They don't have thoughts of life about you. They don't have thoughts of prosperity about you. They don't have like thoughts of growth about you. They have thoughts of stagnation about you. They have thoughts of you're going to stay there. You're not going to go nowhere. You're just surviving, because when you're surviving, you're not trying to go up. You're just trying to stay there in the middle. You're just trying to stay in the middle. You're just trying to make sure your feet, your head is above water, that you okay, that you able to survive, that you able to say that you're living, but you're really not living. Hallelujah, because you're still surviving. Hallelujah. See, we're not called to survive. We are called to live. And I'm thanking God that he gave me the thoughts to live by me having my thoughts to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. How Christ was to the obedience of God, not doing or saying nothing but what my Father called me to say and do it as he called me to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because knowledge, because it say, bring it, that don't exalt yourself over the knowledge of God, the facts and the information and the skills acquired, hallelujah, of God. So God give you different things to show you facts about yourself, facts about living. God, through this process of us walking in this walk, he show us facts about living. And he shows us facts about survival. Because one thing we need to understand, when we're walking this walk, God will reveal to us who we used to be and how we looked at things and the thoughts that we had. And he will show us the facts about living in the thoughts of he is this higher. And then he will show us the facts that we had when we was in survival mode. Hallelujah. Then he will show us the information about his thoughts. He will give us revelation and understanding of his word. He will show us the deeper levels of his word. And then he will give us the information of what our survival was. Hallelujah. Have God ever just set you down and showed you how you used to think and the things that you do now? Hallelujah. When he's giving you revelation, he bring it back to remember all the things that he said unto you, and he's showing you how your mind really functioned, how your mind functions submitted to him. Hallelujah. How is really a process of showing you how to crawl. You know how babies learn how to crawl? Your mind is learning how to crawl. Your mind is learning how to walk. And your mind is learning how to run in obedience. Hallelujah. And the skills acquired by a person through experience and education. So through the things that you go through, God is showing you how his thoughts and ways is higher. God is showing you how you wanted to just do it through survival, but I'm showing you how to do it through living. I'm showing you how to do it through the way, the truth, and the life. What I sent my son to be, who set you free, who redeemed you, who brought you back into a relationship with me. See, that's what our Father is calling us to do. We had blind thoughts, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But now he wants our thoughts to be awakened. He wants us to see the thing, hallelujah. And see, the man say, I am he, hallelujah. And see, as we are be able to identify, after first it was the disciples who didn't know him. They just seen what he looked like. They had a thought about him. Then it was the people that actually seen and watched him and said something about him. Because one thing you need to realize, when you're walking into life and you're trying to change your thoughts from survival to living, hallelujah, first it's the people that don't know you, who see you, and they have thoughts about you because of what they seen, your symptoms. They know your symptoms of what you used to be or who you used to be. So they know that survival. So they know the thoughts of your symptoms. Hallelujah. And then it's the people that used to see you being who you were. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Them are the ones that doubt the most, because once Jesus said to his disciples that no, it's for the works of God, his disciples didn't ask him no more. But if you go and read John's more, the Pharisees, the one that seen him, they had question after question after question, because the people that grew up and watched you in survival mode, they have so many questions. They want to test you and really see, are you really in survival thoughts or are you living thoughts? Hallelujah. But then that's where you come, where you submit to God, you resist the devil and he flee. Hallelujah. Because we have to realize that Jesus say, y'all don't have God in you, you have the devil. Your father is the devil. That's what he said to the Philistines, because they kept on saying it was Abraham's seed. He said, if you was Abraham's seed, you will receive me. You will know who I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So one thing you need to understand, like, people that don't receive you, they don't see what God sees, because they can still be in a, they could be in a blind mode where they don't see, or they could be in a survival mode where they just trying to survive. They don't know how to live. Because to be honest, when I first started this walk and I was still half-hearted where I wanted to live, but all I knew was survival. And God had to really put Proverbs 3:5-6 in my heart to show me, my child, you don't have to survive no more. I'm trying to show you how to live. I'm trying to teach you how to live. I want you to learn how to live through me. I want you to hide in me. I want you to rest in me. I want you to allow me to be your refuge so I can show you how to live and not survive. Because you no longer have to survive no more. When you walk in obedience to me, you are living. You're not surviving. You're not figuring it out. You're not trying to make a way, because my ways are higher than your ways. You said, show me your ways, oh Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me into the truth and teach me. And that's what I am doing, my child, because I'm showing you how to live. Christ lived because he followed and did what I called him to do. He didn't survive, because Christ knew that He came to heal. He came to bring awareness. He came to bring the kingdom of God. He came to fulfill the law. He came to shed his blood. He came to make apostles and disciples. Hallelujah. Christ came to do work so we can do greater works. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He came to be rose again on the third day. He came to bring, to show his disciples after he rose again on the third day, to go out there and make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them the difference between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How are all of them combined as one? Hallelujah. And then baptize them in the name of Jesus so they can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. See, he came teaching different areas, but the revelation and understanding and the hidden truth to a lot of it, it didn't come out until after. Hallelujah. And God is revealing all that to us and giving us the understanding to be able to go deeper. Are you going deeper? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful for all that my Father is doing. He is doing some mighty works right now. You believe he's doing mighty works? I believe he is doing mighty works. And I'm so thankful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it said, they say he said, I am he. Therefore said they to him, how were your eyes open? He answered and said to them, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight. Then said they to him, where is he? He said, I know not. One thing we need to understand is that when we get to the point, everybody gets to the point where they don't want to survive no more. You want to let go of them survival thoughts. And when Jesus come and touch you and heal you and bring you in the path to walk in the thoughts of his, in the living thoughts, the living water, he will come to you. He will do something to you. He will anoint you in the way where you need to be anointed, tell you to go where you need to go so you can be healed. Tell you to do the things that you need to do so you can be healed. And then people come and ask you questions and all that, but you come out flatly and say what it is. Are you still speaking what it is? Have you got to the point where you spoke what Christ was to you, who Christ was? You didn't know all the details, because one thing we need to know, he said he went and washed and received sight. Then they said, where is he? He said, I know not. They asked, where was he? He said, I don't know. One thing you need to understand, when we first come to Christ, people always want to ask you where he is. How did you receive him? How did, I don't know. You don't know. It's a lot of stuff you don't know when you first come to him, when you first come to his living thoughts. When you first come to his living ways, you don't know, because you used to be in a survival mode. So he didn't know. He could finally see, but he still did. He still couldn't see him physically. He just knew who he was. See, now Christ have opened up your eyes in a spiritual way, but you still can't see him. You still can't see him. You know he delivered you. You know what he did. You know he opened up something that was not open, but your thoughts cannot comprehend where he at. I don't know, but I know it's something that's changed about me. I know this was nothing that my survival thoughts did. I know this is living thoughts that did this for me. I know this is living thoughts that changed me, but I don't know where he is. Have you come to a point where you're like, I don't know where he is? You walking this walk, you ain't in survival no more, you in thought mode, you in living mode, and you like, I don't know where he at. I know he said he won't never leave me nor forsake me, but I don't see him. I'm just still living. I'm just waiting for thoughts of his to come to me. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. I ain't going to go back to my own thoughts. I ain't going to let what your little mind tell me or the questions that you're trying to come and ask me, like, why this don't make sense? Because people will get to ask you so many questions that are trying to have you question what you're walking in. They try to have you questioning what you believe in. Like, why are you believing that? I mean, you need to survive. You need to get it together. You need to become successful, because most successful people, they survive. And so they become successful. But see, I'm going to live in success and walk in it daily and define and give new definitions of success in the life of thoughts of Christ and his thoughts, in obedience to his thoughts, and living in his thoughts, and walking in his thoughts, and praising in his thoughts, and worship God in his thoughts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that's how I'm going to get. I'm going to write a new definition of it that was never written before, because I am changed that God called me to be, and I'm going to be that change because I'm living in my Father because of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I just have new mindsets and the thoughts and the process of the thoughts. I'm not in survival mode no more. What mode you in? Ask yourself that and be honest. And if you in survival mode, ask God to get me in the mode where I live. Where I live in your thoughts. I rest in your thoughts. I praise in your thoughts. I worship in your thoughts. I just commit my works so your thoughts can be established inside of me. It's so many things I want you to do for me, Father God. Just get me there. I thank you for joining me tonight. Time flew by. I'm starting to notice that these 30 minutes is going by fast, but I'm releasing what the Father is calling me to release. So just focus on your thoughts tonight. Let's live in his thoughts and not survive in our own thoughts, because we'll never get nowhere surviving. We want to live. That's what he called us to do, to live. So take some time with your Father tonight and just live in his thoughts. Just rest in them. And just be okay with being who he called you to be. Be okay with being unique. Be okay with being the greatness that you are created to be. And one thing, be okay with living. Survival is dead. Living is alive. I live, God lives. and they live in me and walk in me because I live in the Spirit and I walk in the Spirit because my Father is in me is greater than he is in the world. And I thank him and I praise him and I worship and honor him. So go on and live. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you. God loves you more. Love harder and pray even harder. Huck love, my love.